now that we know we are ready for the word. Am I right?
Amen.
Praise God. No stranger. It's our pastor, Dr. Isaac Burnett. Pastor is coming to bring, open up the word and open it up with authority. It's January to get us in line, to get us prepared for the throughout the year. You're here and you're breathing. So prepare your hearts to receive of the word from our very own Pastor Isaac Burnett. Do we have a congregational song? Do we have a studio radio song up there? Yes, play it loud. Can't hear it. And the next voice you'll hear after this song would be none other than Pastor Burnett. Preach, Pastor.
No matter what I do, 'cause I
Another day the Lord has made.
Yes, yes.
Let's rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
This is another year he's made.
Amen.
Let's enjoy him all year long.
Amen.
Praise God and give him glory every day. Hallelujah. All the time that you got to give him praise, give it to him because we are behind in our praise. Hallelujah. Because he's forever doing things for us. Hallelujah. And we are always electing to give him his due. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Yes,
let us exalt his name together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you give God a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody glad to be in the new year?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glorify God for a new year. 2026.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm glad to be a part of the number.
Yes, yes.
One more day and one more year. Hallelujah. We bless that everybody has a blessed holiday season. Praise God. Hallelujah. And ready to give God his just dues for allowing us to come through. Everything he brought us through. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. You may not got what you wanted, but you got what you needed. Hallelujah. Praise God. He always gives you what you need. Hallelujah. Sometimes he'll throw a want in there. Hallelujah. But he always gives you what you need.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The word says, he was, if you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. So that's some wants he throw in there for you. But you got to delight yourself in him.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor and praises to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to all his people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the house. Praise God. Musicians and
the Deacon Choir.
Hey, God. Ushers and mothers, deacons, saints of God, and any sinner in here, but praise God for you too. Because everybody's special and everybody's somebody. Because we all are sinners. Saved by grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So we ain't nobody special other than who God made us to be. Praise God. I mean, when I say we're nobody special, I mean that you don't not think of yourself highly, more highly than you thought. That make you think you're better than somebody else.
That's right.
Okay, because we're not better than anybody else.
even though you might think so. Hallelujah. We are all made from the same material.
Amen.
Dirt. All right. And just different shades of dirt. And we went to Hawaii and went out there in the mountain area and looked across the different layers of soil that they had there, the different colors, shades of the dirt that was there, all in one scene, layers of it. Hallelujah, praise God. And so we're just dirt. What time is it?
Good news time.
God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Praise God. I want to call your attention from the book of Matthew, 16th chapter. 18th verse. We thank you for the prayers and support that you've given me through these times of losing my brother. They were down now. Two brothers and one sister and a niece, all in a year's time. Okay. All right. So, but God doesn't put anything on you that you're not able to handle.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we are all appointed to die.
Amen.
And after that the judgment. Hallelujah. So he just prays us up to be ready. Because our day is around the corner.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Are we there?
Amen.
Matthew 16, verse 18. And I say unto thee, and I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thou art Peter. And 19 verse says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
What's in your hand?
What's in your hand?
What's in your hands? We asked the question near the end of last year. God had a dealing with your hands and letting you know that whatever it is in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And starting out this calendar year, he wants to still deal with your hand because it's important. Now, when we're talking about your hands, we're not talking about these hands. Because there's only so much you can get in these hands. All right? But I'm talking about what's in your authority. Mm-hmm. What has been given to you by God is in your control.
Yeah.
And these hands hold a whole lot of things. Because God has given us power and authority over the enemy and everything. Now, last year is gone.
That's right.
And some of us have bought last year in our hands. As we probably was going through the last moments of the year, we may have found ourselves reaching back. What went on in 25? Some of them went back further than that. You've been saying I let it go. But in reality, you still got it in your hands.
Yeah.
Amen. We had somebody to hurt us, even though that was our fault. Why, no, this is my fault, because it was in my hands to allow whatever you've done to hurt me or to help me. It's in your authority. The decision is yours as to how I'm going to handle this situation. We'll blame Elder Jimmy, but we need to realize that Elder Jimmy is just a tool that God will be using, or he allowed the devil to use him. The choice is yours.
Yeah.
Everything coming our way, for those that are called by God to be his servant.
Yeah.
Everything coming your way is coming for a purpose. And the purpose is, one thing, the word said, it's going to be for my good.
Yeah.
We look on things not as helpful, but we look at it as a hindrance. And God has allowed you to be able to count it all as joy. Because joy is coming in the morning.
Amen.
There's some difficult times going to go on in our lives, but joy is on its way.
Yeah.
The word tells us, don't you allow your heart to be troubled. If you believe in God, Jesus said you believe also believe in him.
Yeah.
In his Father's house, there are many mansions.
Yeah.
And he told us that, he said, if it was not so, I wouldn't have told you.
Yeah.
Joy is on its way.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, say, it's on its way.
It's on its way.
And it's no farther than a thought away. Joy is not many years away, but it's just overnight. Because the word said, joy cometh when?
Morning.
In the morning.
Yeah.
And I say, tell your neighbor, that say, time don't wait for you.
Time don't wait for you.
Joy is going and coming on by and leaving you. Because you refuse to embrace joy over the situation that's going on. It's in your charge to do what the Lord said. Joy, weeping may endure for a moment. But joy coming in the morning.
Yeah.
Weeping, M-A-Y.
May.
May. It didn't say weeping got to happen. It doesn't say weeping got to stay here all night long.
That's right.
It may. It might. Weeping may endure. It might last a moment. He didn't say weeping is going to last an hour. But weeping may. And that's the authority and power you got. Well, in your hands.
Yeah.
Stop crying and hiding behind that thing saying, I can't help it. Tell your neighbor, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Okay. It's in your authority. What's in your hands? God has given in your hands.
Yeah.
The decision to be joyful or be sad. Because
yeah.
There's a time to weep. A time to dance, a time to rejoice, and a time to weep. There's a everything that's on earth. There's a time and a season.
Yeah.
Now it said a time and a season. That means it's gonna have to leave as the season changes.
There you go.
Cause it's gonna run out of season. Apples and pears and things in this area, season has gone. It's not producing on our trees and things in North Carolina. Because the season for it, it was back in the spring and summer. Spring it grew. Some of you will collect.
Yeah.
Okay. And as the season changes, their time changes. All right. So is weeping is for but a moment.
Yeah.
Now if you go past your moment, you are dragging things from last year that you claim you gave the person about. Here we are 6 months later at the end of the year. Now you're trying to bring it back. And bring it back into this year, the new year. What's in your hand? All those negative things discarded, cast it. All those hurtful and painful things discarded. Get rid of it. It doesn't mean you no good. And it's not going to do you any good. You think you're hurting the person, but you're hurting yourself. You think you're going to hold some unforgiveness over them, and all you're doing is holding it over yourself. You can't hurt me without hurting you. You got to know and have and command that authority to refuse to give the devil the joy or pleasure of seeing you weeping and angry and getting all carried out, thrown out, and whatever else kind of way out, passed out, knocked out, knocked down, whatever it is. That's taking care and taking your joy out of your hand. It's you. Okay. Weeping. May. He didn't say it must. He didn't say it got to. And then say it should. But it said may. Meaning that it could happen or it could not happen. Joy. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning. After night is morning. After night is day. And you need to realize that time is still going on.
That's right.
You don't use your moment, and now you use everybody else's moment. Because your attitude that you've been holding on one person has somehow spread over somebody else. And you've been treating those people the way you want to treat the other person that did the harm to you. And not knowing it, but that's the way your reaction. You can't say nothing to you without you snapping at them. And you hadn't done a thing to them. It's because that anger has been spreading and in you. And it's taken over you. Okay? And you have allowed it to happen. But everything that's in 25, you need to let it go. It's in your hands. Jesus said, I give unto you the keys, K-E-Y-S, meaning that there's more than one key. I give unto you the keys. If it's, I got, even got on two different ends. And some people got more than this. Some people got so many keys they had to wear them on a belt. Okay. And you know what your keys are for.
That's right.
To unlock and to lock. Unlock your joy. Lock up your hatred. look at the keys. Whatever I need is in my hand. I got a key for it. What's holding me back? Find that key and use it. That key that keeps you saying, this ain't hip. Find that key and use it. Okay? I've given you the keys of the kingdom. And in the kingdom, you got what? Joy. Happiness. Peace. Love. I'm in the everything that's good. You got a key for it. And everything that's bad, you got a key to lock it up. Whatever you bound on earth, it's going to be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose in earth, it's going to be loose in heaven. You got the key. It's in your hand. You may have forgot you had them. So ask the question again, what's in your hand? You forgot you had the key of joy? You run around here sad and boo-hooing and getting bad with everybody. And you forgot you had the key for joy in your hand. You got the peace in your hand. You got the help in your hand. Whatever it is in your hand. Stop blaming somebody else for your unhappiness. Because you got the key. The key said, I can count it all. A joy. And the word told me, joy is coming in the morning. Now, the morning time is when you realize you got the power. That's morning. I don't have to boo all night. Okay? Jesus wept. Jesus didn't cry. It don't take but a moment or less than a moment to weep. He wept. And then he said, I got to be about my Father's business. Stop lagging around holding things against people. And get about your Father's business. That's spreading love. Spreading joy. Forget about your problem. Because he told me to cast all my cares upon him. And he will take care of that. Give me yours. And I'll take and you take mine. Hallelujah. There's a man had two sons. And the younger one says to his father, give me my mess. Give me what belongs to me. I want my portion. Now, he ain't been around long enough to have a portion. But he won't it. Okay? You think you deserve something. You ain't been around long enough to earn anything.
Amen.
You were in debt when you got here. Okay? Give it to me. And the father gave him his inheritance. He put it in his hand. Okay.
Yeah.
Now your life is in your hands.
All right.
You got grown enough to be out on your own. Now your life is in your hand.
Yeah.
Your pursuit of happiness is in your hand.
Yeah.
Your ability to do whatever you need to do is in your hand. You need to just do what you need to do to get it done.
Yeah.
And stop holding it against somebody else. Because you are unhappy. Okay. Jesus said, he gave him his portion. And then in a few days, he went packing his bag and left with all his inheritance.
Yeah.
He went on to a foreign country.
Yeah.
He's so upset that he left the nation. He didn't go to Canada, which is the next country right next to it. He didn't go to Mexico. But he went to a foreign country. Maybe he went to Australia. That's for all. He went away because he was upset with his daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
But causing him to go to work in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted, you've been there.
Yeah.
When you're yay, hey, hi. After you're 10, turn 12. I'm getting away with this place. Ain't never coming back.
Where did I get from?
It's in your hands.
It's in your hands.
You got everything. God put your life in your hands.
Hallelujah.
Now I told you to occupy.
Uh-huh.
Put it to work.
Uh-huh.
Multiply.
Uh-huh.
Increase. Okay. Here, the boy went potting every night, Elder. Slept on the day when he should have been working.
Uh-huh.
Potted at night.
Uh-huh.
It was in his choice. Spinning like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And won't working, so that money's gonna soon run out. He didn't have the money working for him, and he wasn't working for the money. Here we are, this man. Ran out of money.
Uh-huh.
Tell somebody the party's over.
Yeah.
And nobody is around now because the money's gone. Okay? Money's gone. Friends acting funny. As long as I had the money, they were all right. They were my honey. Uh-huh. Yeah. And here we are. They ain't got no money. They ain't got no friends. So he went made friends with a member of the country.
Yeah.
So he joined himself to a citizen of that country. And so that citizen that he joined himself to sent him out to fields to feed the swine. Uh-huh. The authority was in his hand too, and stayed home. And let his daddy do what he's supposed to do. Till he got where he's in a position for him where he can work and can keep his living. He ain't had no food. Nobody to give him none. Ah, we are here. And we are without. But it's in your hand how to overcome it. The boy said he was so hungry that the feed that he was giving to the cows and the pigs, the husks that flying through the air as he pulled the corn and things out. He wouldn't just try to catch it and eat that. But it came to himself.
Yeah.
Okay. He realized, I've been here wasting my time and wasting my life, and I got the authority and the ability to rise up out of this.
Yeah.
He came to himself and said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to rise out of this pen.
Yeah.
And I'm going home. You got authority. Get up out of your laziness and go on home. Make your apologies. Ask for your forgiveness. He said, I'm going home to my father's house. My father's house got plenty of good food and many servants. Hallelujah. And over that to handle this thing. I'm going there, and I'm going to say to my father, I sinned, and I done wrong.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And I did it against you. Hire me as a high servant. I'm no longer worthy to be your son. Let's just make me as one of your servants.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And so the boy come on back home. I don't know how he got back home. He ain't had no money. His mother was a stowaway on the ship. But he got home. And when they got in the presence of his daddy, his daddy was looking down the road. Hallelujah. And it looked and it saw. That looks like my son.
My son.
God is looking at you. He's seeing you need to come back home. And he didn't wait for the boy to come. But he ran and met him. And hugged his neck. Kissed him on the cheek. Hallelujah. And said, this is my son. Hallelujah. He called for his servant. Bring the best robe. Put it on his right back. Bring his shoes. Put on his feet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is my son. Don't forget the royal ring. Hallelujah. And put it on his finger. Let him know that he's still family. He's still in God's family. You might have messed up one of these bad days, but now you are in a position to confess your sin back to God, and he will make everything All right. He will take you back as a child of the King. He will turn your sadness into joy. He will deliver you. He will, because all you have to do is confess your sins to the Lord, and He will turn your midnight into day, your sorrow into joy. He will. It's in your hands. And nobody keep you from doing it but you. Nobody keeping you from being.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you. It's in your hands. What's in your hands? Power. To deliver. And be delivered. What's in my hand? Power. Peace, joy, happiness. All of that's in your hand. No, forget. Moment. Midnight is dark. But 1 minute after midnight is morning. It's morning. It only took 1 second to change from night to morning. Okay. Joy comes in the morning. Okay. It don't have to last all night long. Weep, say your prayers and go to sleep. All right. Don't let the devil have a field day in your mind. Let him know I got authority over you. God gave me a power and authority over you. All my enemies and all the devils. I got the power and authority. It's in my charge, my hand. All right. You can let your heart be troubled if you want to. It doesn't have to be. Okay. It does not have to be. You can choose to argue or not to argue. All right. All you need to do is give them the word. Stop trying to hurt with your words and deliver somebody with your words. Heal them with your words.
Hallelujah.
You're going to give them the word of God.
Yes.
That's where the healing is.
Hallelujah.
That's where the authority is. And that's where the power is. It's in the word of God, not your words.
Thank you.
And that's what's wrong with the church today. We've been piecing our mind out. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind as soon as I see them. Now your body got holes all in it. Sex is that you can't come up with words because you pieced that part out. You got you one of them patched quilts. You know, the little. Made out of a little scrap of this and scrap of that. All right. It's in your hand. N26. Let's let ourselves be reminded that it's in my hands. I need to remind you, of this scripture often because we forget it.
Yeah.
Matthew, get your book, and find Matthew 5. 11 and 12. Matthew 5, 11 says what?
Blessed are ye.
Blessed are ye. Say it out loud. Blessed are ye. Okay.
When men shall revile you.
When people revile you, when they get all in your face, rub you the wrong way. Blessed. You being blessed. The devil make you seem cursed and angry and everything else and hurt. But the word says you're being blessed. Blessed is this deception, disguise. Okay? And you don't know there are blessings in the side. Okay? They're blessing you. The Lord allowed them to come to you in that way. To get something out of you that you don't need to have in you. And he got this individual to, he allowed this individual to come and bless you by getting you delivered from that. Okay? Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you. Okay? Knock you all down. Call you everything but a child of God. Blessed. You're being blessed. Okay.
And shall say all manner of evil against you.
Tell somebody, got to be a lie. If it's the truth. Ain't okay, no change on that. Okay. But blessed are you when they lie on you. Persecute you and lie on you and say what? All manner of evil against you falsely. For Christ's name's sake. What's my response for 12?
Rejoice.
Now, 11 is reminding you to be blessed.
Yeah.
12 is telling you how to handle it. 12 says, rejoice when they lie on you. Rejoice when they persecute you. Rejoice when they knock you down. We criticize and ostracize and knock you here and knock you there. Rejoice and be overwhelmingly glad. They lied on you. You ain't gonna give them a piece of mind. You could give them a hug and kisses. You're gonna be overjoyed. So glad to see them. All right. What? Bless. What? For great is your reward in heaven. They're increasing your insurance premium in heaven. Okay. All right. They're increasing your bank account in heaven. Okay.
For so they persecuted they the prophets which were before
you. All right. Neighbor, you ain't the Lone Ranger. Say, you're not the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
Okay. L-O-N-E, Lone. That you're not the only one. That's what it's saying. You're not the only one that's happened to. It happened to the prophets before you even thought about it. It's been happening ever since the beginning of time, after Adam and Eve messed up. It's been happening every time, ever since then. So you're not the only one. See, we even say the Lone Ranger because, as that story goes, the Texas Rangers, I think it was like 20 of them, and they came into an ambush. And every one of them got killed except one that lived to tell it. That's why he went around with the mask on so they wouldn't know it's him, because they knew they would kill him then. Okay? So he became the Lone Ranger. So you're not the only one that's been going through. All right. Blessed are you when I lie on you. Greet them with a smile. And thank them because they're blessing you. They don't know they are. They think they're hurting you. Joseph said, you meant it for my bad, but God meant it for my good. He turns your bad into good. Okay. All right. All right. So whatever they put up the negative towards you, receive it with joy, and God's going to turn it around. Okay. All right. Well, you might have been there. Back of the line. When you put it around, you're going to be there. Front of the line.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. He's changing it to fit your good. What's in my hand? What's in my hand? The power to be happy and joyful and upscale. Yeah. All of 2026. Okay. Every day I got the power to be better in 26 than I was in 25. Okay. All right. You have that authority.
All right.
And
I'm through. All right. That's the Lord. That's the
Praise God. It's in your hands. While we have that message in our minds, we ask the question, is there anyone today that's out of the ark of safety that needs to be in Jesus' hands? Now you have a choice today. That's in your hands. You can come to Christ. We're asking you to stand to your feet. Is there anyone? Hallelujah. We're going to have a quick intercessory prayer. We're not in your home when you pray. So right there where you are, we're going to build the altar. And we want you to intercede for your loved one, your friend, mother, Austin, brother Tick, that name the name, anyone. We believe God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You,
He will save you just now.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to create an altar right where we stand. We're going to intercede for our loved ones. We believe God as a healer, as a deliverer. You are our strong tower. By your stripes, we are already healed. But we're just going to speak life. And we're going to receive your blessing. Touch, Lord, and deliver. Mother Austin, touch, Lord, and deliver Brother Tick. Touch, Lord, and deliver the spoken names throughout the service. Touch, Lord, and deliver in the community, the bereaved family. Touch, Lord, and deliver, hallelujah, in Goldsboro, in North Carolina. Lord, touch and deliver the United States. Bless leadership. Create an atmosphere of a do-right mind that you will be pleased with. Deliver your people, Lord. There's no greater power on earth than the love you've given us. We're going to use this love to stir up our gift. We're going to use this love, Lord Jesus, to speak life. I am healed. I am delivered. I am set free. I'm a child of God. I walk in the assurance that God is my maker. God is everything to me. Bless our children. Bless what we're getting ready to develop. The vision that's going through. Give the increase. Hallelujah. Give the increase. We thank you. We are healed.
Yes.
Clear up the throat that I can minister like I need to. Spreading the good news of Jesus. We thank you for your preached word, your delivering word. We thank you for the leadership. We thank you for our pastor. His hands is up, the left hand, the right hand. We can see victory in everything. And we thank you, Lord. Bless his home. Bless his wife. Bless his family. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. A special blessing in this crowd, in this assembly. Every child under the sound of my voice, we are blessed. It's our choice. It's in our hands. And we speak life. Forgive us. Set us free. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Be thy healed. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. We thank you once again, Lord, for this assembly. We ask you to be with us and keep us in perfect peace.
Yes.
As we meet again, until we meet again, bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.